He's like, why are you so saucy?
I mean, I absolutely love that. That made my day.
What is it about? Does it kind of like put things in perspective? I mean, you guys are finally tuned in and you're surrounded by each other. Does it kind of help to maybe put some things in perspective and spend the day with somebody like that?
It definitely puts things into perspective. I feel like as professional athletes, you know, we have a responsibility to younger kids, and it's important for us to always do things the right way. And that's one of the things that I try to instill in my kids personally. And when you think about, you know, getting to interact and hang with Kali and some of her life experiences, reading up about her and understanding some of the struggles that she's had to face as a young kid, you definitely want to make sure that when you get a chance to spend time with her, it's a special day, and that's what we try to do for her today.
You guys have a nice little break coming up. Do you have any good plans that you're looking forward to doing?
Just relaxing and trying to get better. Trying to be a better football player. Trying to be just a better person in general.
Better golfer?
Definitely trying to be a better golfer. I'm looking forward to getting out on the golf course. My game is not where it needs to be. Hanging out with Mike and watching him play lets me know I need to be better.
You've been through a lot of
kids who want to learn how to do things the right way. You want to project that. Obviously, the suspension with you, that's perceived
just couldn't
as the
wait,
wrong.
Huh?
No, I mean, some people would be perceived as the wrong. How do you address that with kids like that?
You know, I tell the truth. You know, I'm open and honest with kids about it. You know, it was definitely something that was unintentional. It wasn't something I was doing deliberately. Sometimes in life, things happen that are totally out of your control. And when you are using a substance or you're taking something that you've used for a long, long period of time, you don't expect it to be any different results. And unfortunately, I had a different result that last time I used it than I did the other 8 years that I've used it. So you don't sit back, you don't dwell on it. You deal with it and you keep it moving. And that's what I've done in this situation. You know, it's tough for me to potentially be in the last season of my NFL career to be faced with a 4-game suspension. But, you know, I'm just going to take it in stride, take advantage of the time that I do have out here with my teammates. In the OTA mini camp process, we're going to go to training camp. We're going to have a good camp. And just looking forward to doing that. And, you know, once the 4 games start, I'll sit back. You know, the league kind of got over on me a little bit with the schedule. So I have a couple of extra weeks to continue to get better as a person.
What about the support from your family and teammates about that?
The support from my family, my teammates, the community has definitely been huge. I think when you set a standard of always doing things the right way, I think people understand and know that it wasn't intentional, and that's kind of the reaction that I've got from a local standpoint, and I couldn't be more excited to know that people understand and believe in me.
Did you have conversations with the manufacturer? Because it sounds like, you know, the tainted
deal. Yeah, I've had several conversations with them, and you know, they've went over and over and tested products, and the way things work when you have situations like that, it's important to be able to test and review the product that you're actually taking. With the way the NFL drug testing policy is set up, you really don't find out as a player until about a month or two after you've actually failed a test. So it's hard to go back and test that particular product that you've taken. So it's, I mean, you know, not standing here saying that it's the league's fault that I don't know what product it was in. Ultimately, like I said in the video that I made, we're responsible for what we put in our body as players, and that's something that I have to know. But at the same time, you don't have an opportunity, really, with the way the appeals process is set up. You have to produce evidence that shows that, you know, you have cause for an appeal. And if you don't know what it was in, you really can't submit that product. So, I mean, that's just really the situation that I was put in. And like I said, it's something that you learn from and you just keep moving.
So you mean it could have been in more than one product?
No, it couldn't have been in more than one product because I only take the same stuff that I've always taken.
So are you still taking it?
No.
You have to replace it.
What do you think?
Well, no, I know. I was going to say, is that a dumb question? But
yeah,
you've taken it,
it
for so long. So are you trying to replace it with something else?
Obviously, you try. But the league has stuff that's in place that's they call safe for us. It's NSF certified. So it's important for us to continue to utilize those products. And even with utilizing those products, they still explain to you that you're still responsible for what you put in your body.
Are you able to say what it was, TD? The product itself?
That's not even important, to be honest with you, because I'm really good friends with the owner of the company, and one of the owners is a good buddy of mine, so I really wouldn't want to do that to the company, but It's the same stuff that I will always say. Yeah.
Knowing you're not going to be playing the first four games, does that change any way you approach things like mini camp and training camp and when you're out here?
Nope. I'll approach it the same way. I'll come out, work hard, as if I'm getting ready to play the next week. You know, that's how training camp is going to go for me. I'm going to work extremely hard. Those 4 weeks that I'm going to be off, I'll probably work harder than these guys are going to be working out here. And it's just kind of who I've always been as a person. I've never shied away from hard work, and I don't look at this year being any different.
Thomas, I know that David Tepper met with a couple of key players and captains. I would imagine you were among that group. What are your initial impressions of him and post-impressions of him?
I'm definitely excited about, you know, him coming in and some of the things that, you know, he was able to explain to us that he's looking forward to doing. In particular, with his involvement in the community, as you guys know, I do a lot of work in the community. And when you go back and you do some research on Mr. Tepper and some of the things that he's done on his own from a community standpoint, I think it's definitely in line with what we and a lot of players on our team like to do, and just give back and do the work right here in the community. So we're definitely excited about that aspect. But Mr. Tepper comes from a winning pedigree. When you look at him being part owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean, I think the proof is in the pudding when you look at their history as a championship football program. So we're looking forward to him bringing that same thing here.
Where do things stand with playing beyond this season now?
I'm still looking forward to that opportunity. You know, that's something that, you know, it's important for me to come out each and every day and show that I'm still capable of playing. And I think when you look at the body of work over the OTA and minicamp process and period, I think that I've proven without a doubt that, you know, I can still come out and play the game. I'm still out here running around, moving just as fast as any of our young guys. That's kind of how I judge myself when we bring new guys in. I kind of see how I stack up against them. And
you're still open to the possibility of playing next season?
I'm very open. You haven't been listening? Hey, very open to the possibility of playing.
As a captain.